Good morning. May 27th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's mix includes gaps in the hepatitis C response, a looming federal threat to hemp businesses in North Carolina, and a funding deadline coming up soon on June 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. To start with news, Roll Call reports that the United States is overlooking drug treatment centers in its hepatitis C fight. That is a notable signal for programs working at the intersection of treatment access and infectious disease response. In Charlotte, the Charlotte Business Journal says North Carolina hemp businesses are facing what the article describes as an existential threat as a federal ban looms. Elsewhere, Drogue Reporter reports that the Czech government has dismissed the country's national drug coordinator. Recovery Review has a remembrance of Sis Wenger, describing her as a tireless voice for children impacted by addiction. The piece is tied to Birmingham, Michigan. And on a separate front, the Arizona Daily Star reports that Big Tobacco comes out on top after an FDA shakeup. A quick check of the social pulse now. In a lived experience post on Blue Sky, Citizen 896 shared a recovery milestone report. Clean for 15 months from alcohol, 7 months from heroin, 3 months from any form of benzodiazepines, 5 months from any form of opioids, 1 month from any form of stimulants, and 18 months from smoking weed and nicotine. There were no innovation posts available today, but the next item reflects opposition messaging rather than lived experience or service information. In a post on X, Nomads Crypto argued that supervised consumption sites do nothing to help an addicted person, and said that safe supply and consumption sites enable more addiction. The post called instead for a program that leads to recovery. Turning to research, one paper in the Journal of Correctional Healthcare describes Empower, a women-centered behavioral health reentry model for overdose prevention. The focus is on engaging and motivating women to prevent overdose during reentry. Another paper in the Journal of Psychosocial Nursing and Mental Health Services reviews evidence-based strategies for naloxone distribution at inpatient discharge. That points to a practical hospital touchpoint where overdose prevention can be built into routine care. And in substance use and misuse, a paper examines reducing buprenorphine misinformation as a strategy to improve adoption in primary care. That may be especially relevant for teams trying to expand prescribing in general medical settings. On the policy front, there is a federal agency item to watch. A public comment request has been posted on proposed performance measures for the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program in the United States. Now to funding opportunities. A current Centers for Disease Control opportunity through NCIPC, under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, has a deadline of June 8, 2026. That one is coming up soon. Also current, SAMHSA has a Provider's Clinical Support System opportunity for substance use disorder treatment, listed as PCSS-SUD treatment. The deadline is June 15, 2026. Looking further out, the National Institutes of Health is offering funding to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support using the U54 mechanism, with clinical trials not allowed. The deadline is September 30, 2026.
For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And one activism note before we close. Shatterproof is promoting donations for Mental Health Awareness Month. If that item is relevant to your work, it may be worth checking while the Awareness Month push is still active. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.